come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill, and the Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. If you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do, you can give us a call. It's 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call. 847-475-1590. Can I get a little bit more in the headsets there, Ben? Got this wide open there.
You only get what God gave you and your mother developed, so you're not going to get anything more between the headsets.
No, that's it? That's it?
That's it.
All right, can I get a little more, or is that all you got for me? I've got this cranked wide open, Ben. Okay, cool. All right, we'll figure it out. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your phone calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, again, we'll be taking your phone calls, reading your emails, and discussing various issues about the house. And, of course, we've got Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And in the third hour, more phone calls and emails. If you haven't noticed, we ain't got no guests today. I went, I don't know. I don't know why we don't. We just don't.
We have very important topics to cover today.
Yes, we do.
We can't be interrupted by very important people.
Right. There you go.
Well, I will sit back and listen then.
All right.
To your very important topics.
No, you're going to have to help because it's a three-hour show.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and listen up. And we are now on the Gab Radio Network. Look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. We are on the Gab Radio Network from 1 to 4 every Saturday. Rebroadcast of this show.
What does that mean? I know what rebroadcast means.
It means we've been doing this for a really long time working towards this, and so it's finally happening, which is kind of a good thing.
What is the Gab Radio Network?
It is a national network that is put together by the same company that owns this station. So it's a syndication system. It's a syndication network. So now other stations around the country will be able to start picking up this show.
Only from 1 to 4 on Saturdays?
And it means we might just get outside of Glenview. And
yes, it's exactly
Evanston.
It.
But you said it's rebroadcast from 1 to 4.
Yes.
So people can only listen to it from 1 to 4.
Correct, right now. But other stations could pick it up anytime they want off of the Gab.
They could pick it up live. It allows other stations to grab it even live. So it's a big thing. It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
It is.
Ben,
so we have to talk more after the show.
I have somewhere to be after the show.
Yeah, she bails
That's
on us.
Fine.
You know, we have all these important meetings after the show, before the show.
Oh,
And she's never here. Never here.
There are no important meetings after. First of all, there's none before the show. And I didn't get from my bed in like 30 seconds because I'm having a conversation with Ron this morning. Ben's just totally oblivious.
No, he's ignoring us.
Yeah.
And Ron, because he's busy training his replacement.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ben's bailing on us. He doesn't want to work Saturdays anymore. So he's bailing, going back to the weekdays. You know,
Do you have anything to say, Ben?
So the
No, he has nothing to say. No.
That's it.
Nothing.
So Randall, your goal is to see if you can make it more than 8 months with Mighty House. That's your goal. That's your first goal right there. Because Ben's sick of us already. He's like, screw those guys. I'm going back
what
to the weekdays.
Is it the early hours?
I didn't make
it's
this decision.
The whole Saturday thing.
You didn't make this decision?
No.
Yeah, see, that's what he's telling you, Robbie. That's what he's telling you. He's trying to be nice. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Blame it on someone else.
That's right.
I fought to stay.
Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah, exactly. As I'm out the door. Wow. Okay. Anyway.
So now we're on the Gab Radio Network also.
Awesome.
So you can go to gabradio.com to find out more information there. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. So yesterday, I was in here, and I was on with Daniel French, French and Friends. Five to seven, Monday through Friday here.
If you don't tell us, how are we supposed to tell people?
It was like an impromptu thing. So I was on with French yesterday. So he said, okay, so what's your show going to be about tomorrow? I said, Home Improvement. No. What's your topic going to be? I said, I don't know.
We don't do topics.
You expect us to actually plan this show. I said, no, we come in, Ben turns on the mics, and off we go. We just start talking about stuff, right?
I don't know anybody named Ben. Randall
Ben?
Turns on the mic.
Oh, Randall. Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
There you go.
I have a new best friend.
Wow, oh, yeah. Ben. That didn't take long. She already forgot you. She's only been here 7 minutes.
She kicked you to the curb, brother, right off.
Like he did to us. Hi, Randall. You look very nice today, Randall.
There you go. No, not yet. That's next week's lesson. How to talk on the mic. All right. So there you go. What's going on with this Muckfest thing there, Robbie? You're like rocking it. You are rocking it,
I am
sister.
Getting scared again.
Why?
Because it was so miserable last year. It was so awful. But I said I'm going to do it again.
Right.
And so now, okay, so there's Muckfest. It's a mud run to raise money for the cure, to find the cure for MS. I'm running on a team of wonderful family, and their husband and father passed away from MS, and my mother is bedridden, literally bedridden, with MS. So I'm doing this. I did it last year. It was miserable. But I said, you know.
Yeah, but that wasn't just the Muckfest. It was miserable out. It was rainy
it
and
was
cold and
windy.
Horrible. And we sent somebody, a friend of the show, to go and stay there. And he wimped out. And he couldn't even stand there and, like, interview me. And we got a text or an email yesterday from somebody. Can you at least find somebody to go out there and interview you who has the sense to, like, bring a jacket?
Right.
You know.
Right. And not show up on a motorcycle.
Exactly. So I said, you know, if my mom can be bedridden for the rest of her life, I can go out and run this mud fest. So we have a challenge. Jeff Kidda.
Kida?
I do that wrong every time.
I was just saying.
I do it every time. And
Nary or Nari? What is it?
But. Kidda, in my kinda? Head, on the way here, the whole way here, I'm saying it the right way.
Yes.
And as soon as I open my mouth, I say it wrong.
Okay.
DDS Design Services.
Yep.
He designs kitchens.
Yes, and bathrooms.
And he gave us a little challenge. In the next
kitchens.
3 hours.
Yep.
Was it not kitchens?
No, it's kitchens and baths.
Okay.
And cabinetry. He'd do an entertainment center.
Okay.
Yeah.
He donated $50. He said he will donate another $50. If we can raise $50. So
That's it.
All we have to do is get 10 listeners to call up. Well, they have to actually go physically to the place.
No, go to the website.
Yeah.
See, it's so much easier because on the newsletter, the thing Ron sent out last week didn't even work, by the way.
Thanks, Ron.
So anyway, I fixed all that. So, you know, when you get the newsletter, you can click on the link.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. Or go to the website, you know, our website, click on the link. All we need are 10 people to donate $5, and Jeff will give us an additional
$50.
So he's going to match us up to $50.
Sweet.
I know. It's easy. You know what? Again, Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook. Ben, did you hear that? I'm considering you a listener now because, you know. Hi, Randall. Now I just completely lost my train of thought.
Go to the Facebook
page.
Go
there, and you could just donate, and we need you to do it within the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Muckfest. Look for the Muckfest posting, and you can click on that link.
And if you're really crazy, you could do it with me. Oh, I can't. can't even say that I'm going to do it.
But there's like, how many people are on your team this year?
There are 40 right now.
Holy smoke.
40 on your team?
40 on the team. We have right now the largest team in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So the benefit of having the largest team is you get to pick your start time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it, because you want to
are you going out first?
Yeah,
And blazing the trail, or going out a little bit later? Because I imagine like some of the obstacles are harder to get over when they're covered in mud.
Yes. Oh, they start covered in mud. They're completely covered in mud.
We'll be back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gab Radio Network from 1 to 4 Saturdays. It's a rebroadcast. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
So I'm just going through emails and stuff, and I just love stuff like this, you know, phishing emails.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So this email says, the title is, "You've been accepted by the professional who's who."
Huh?
So,
really?
You know what who's who is, right? You know, list of executives, things like that.
Oh, scam. Yeah.
So the first thing I always look at is the email address, and this comes from comicsmart.co.uk, so it's not even from this country. But the best part is, here's the first line of the email. "Dear first name or valued candidate."
No.
Yes. So it says, "Click here to learn more." I don't think I will. This is spam. But I love some of these. I mean, I actually love some of the spam emails you get, because they're just so badly written.
Yes.
By some freaking idiot overseas, and yet it's hilarious.
And here's the problem, Rich. If it didn't work, they wouldn't do it.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's no different than, you know, we'll do free window installation if you buy our windows.
Yes. Well, you can't really get them free, can you?
Or we'll install your kitchen for free if you buy our cabinets. It doesn't happen. But obviously they do it because it works, because people fall for that stuff. So that is, in fact, the issue there. So it's the same principle. So the emails, they send them because it works, you know?
Yeah. Know what else works?
What's that?
Fireproofing your floor joists.
Did you like that article, man? Can you?
Oh, come on. I almost think that's a scam also. There's no way Weyerhaeuser could be that stupid.
Guess what?
What's Weyerhaeuser?
Weyerhaeuser is a lumber manufacturer. So,
Let's back the whole thing up and give her the whole story.
Thank you. I was waiting for that truck to come by.
All right. So here's the deal. And Ron posted this on Facebook. But in Colorado, a lawsuit's been filed in Weld District Court. A couple of residents had a house built. They have Weyerhaeuser floor joists in there. And the floor joists are coated with a formaldehyde-based fire retardant.
Yes.
So we spend all this time making sure we have formaldehyde-free plywoods and cabinetry and so on, and then Weyerhaeuser thinks it's okay to use that as a fire retardant. So needless to say, the people are
becoming
out
sick
of the houses.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, they've only used it in about 2,200 homes in various stages of construction.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This is up there with Chinese drywall.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Back it up one more time.
Beep, beep.
For those people who are listening going, what's wrong with formaldehyde and Chinese drywall? I don't know if that's a joke or if that's a serious thing.
No. So formaldehyde, when it is used, it's very good with in glues, and it's a great bonding agent for plywoods and particle board and stuff like that. So they used that. We used to use that all the time. And
well, it's also really good if you keep formaldehyde in a jar. It's great for preserving frogs and snakes and stuff.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So it's that same stuff. So when placed in plywoods and man-made laminated materials, what happens is that off-gasses over time. And the first time I ran into this was in the mid-90s. We were doing somebody's kitchen. The subfloor was rotted out, so we had to replace it. We cut it all out, put in new plywood, and the client that was living there, they were off on vacation. They came back, and all of a sudden he started getting sick, and he was constantly sick, and we couldn't figure out why. You know, we were there, we did the whole kitchen, and then by the time we got done, he couldn't even live in his house anymore.
Whoa!
It was that bad, and we didn't know what it was. He was constantly sick. It wasn't until like 6 or 8 months later that the doctors figured out that it was because of the plywood we installed that had formaldehyde in it.
It didn't make mm-hmm. you sick, though.
No, not everybody's affected by it, but certain people.
No, it has different levels, but if it's fairly strong, like the plywood that we used to get in less expensive cabinet works, the mm-hmm. casework,
right?
Then it could be the off-gassing from it can be real irritating to your sinuses, your throat. And I believe it is a known carcinogen,
yes.
So
it is, and
it has that extra bonus.
So the formaldehyde has that respiratory issue. So it you'll find it in cabinetry, and you can still find it, and that's what happened to Lumber Liquidators a few years ago when they had a bunch of laminated wood flooring made over in China, and they used formaldehyde glues that got installed in a bunch of people's homes. There was a big lawsuit about it. So the formaldehyde is, like Rich said, a known carcinogen. It does cause respiratory issues. And when
it's all around good stuff.
So anyway, now Weyerhaeuser, who's a lumber manufacturer, I'm assuming this was with a TGI or something like that, a man-made floor joist. And those, you have to drywall the bottom with 1 hour burn ratings. Or you can't leave them exposed. So if you leave them exposed, you have to have a fire retardant on them because they break down in a fire a lot faster than real lumber does. And they'll collapse a lot quicker than real lumber does.
So they, in this case, they did not put a fire retardant
on them? No, they did. So now they put, and that fire retardant had formaldehyde in it. So the new codes are requiring it for, you know, these man-made floor joists. So that's where the issue has come into play. And luckily, I think there's only like out of those 2,200 homes, there's not many that actually people are living in right now. It happened pretty fast. They're all in very, like you said, various stages of construction. So what can they do about this now too? The other thing is they can replace the floor joists or they can seal.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I mean, how do you take a house apart, replace the floor joists? I don't know how you do that. You're basically rebuilding it. So then the next thing is you could seal that in and spray it.
Yeah.
But how good is that? I mean, I don't know.
I would say just closed cell foam the whole thing, which for Weyerhaeuser is probably the cheapest way out because the closed cell foam isn't going to off-gas and it's not going to allow the joist to off-gas.
Right.
I just think it's funny in this day and age that, you know, like we have to have MSDS sheets for everything we use on a job site on the job and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So Weyerhaeuser knew this crap was there. So me, I got no, I hate lawsuits. I'm real anti-lawsuit and all that. And here's one that I'm like, yeah, go for it. If you're that stupid, go for it.
You're an idiot. Yeah.
Everything that we know today about formaldehyde, I mean, that's just like, hey, by the way, I'm going to get some new tile for you, Ron.
Yeah.
It's 100% asbestos. But don't worry. It's okay now.
It's good. Yeah. Make sure you sand it really well before you put.
Yes. 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 Make sure it's friable.
Right. Yeah. So, and you'll find cabinets today that are coming from overseas that are, you know, they're really, really cheap. That was my phone.
Okay.
You'll find cabinetry at the big box stores that has formaldehyde in them. So we've actually got testing
equipment.
You'll
see the big sign that says formaldehyde free.
Mm-hmm.
No
you
extra charge.
The testing.
Yes, we actually have testing equipment that we can put in the cabinetry and on the plywood before we actually build stuff to make sure that it is formaldehyde free.
Did you do that at my house or just?
Yes, we did.
Skip that.
No, we did.
Thank you.
If you had to go in a house one time, I imagine you would buy a tool that sniffs your floor.
Yeah. The last thing I want is to make a Robbie sick. Yeah. That's not in my best interest.
Many years ago, a friend of mine is a physician, but found a child. She was a pediatric something or other. And turns out the child was sick from black mold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're like, oh, you know, thank goodness you figure this out. It must be so hard when somebody is sick to trace it back to something, you know.
As it's not a normal thing for people to think, oh, I had my kitchen redone. Oh, it's the formaldehyde in the plywood under the wood floor that is causing the problem.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know how you would figure that out, you know. They'd say
scratch tests.
Exercise more.
Right.
You know, you're not eating right.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And it was the same with this woman. You know, they had a news story about her because like, oh my gosh, you saved this baby just by figuring out how you figure it out. I don't know.
Right. And obviously kids are worse because a lot of them can't speak or tell you exactly what's going on with them. So it's a little harder to figure out what's going on with children. So it's something to watch out for. And there's formaldehyde put in a lot of products. It does off-gas over time and will dissipate. So you might have to wait, you know, a year and a half, 2 years before it's all done.
Yeah, and, you remember, like, the federal government bought all those trailers after Katrina. And,
yep.
You know, they were loaded with formaldehyde. So not only did the U.S. government buy a bunch of bad trailers, then we gave people money for sticking them in those trailers. And
right.
It was like one fiasco after another.
Yep. And
we had cash for clunkers, and they think they can handle health care. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It all works well.
What's wrong with cash for clunkers?
I don't know. I enjoyed the program. It
they
worked
lost
good for me.
A ton. The U.S. government lost tons of taxpayer dollars with that stupid program.
Details?
No. Because it was a while ago, I'm not going to get the facts right, and I'd rather not just spur out bad facts. Let's just leave it. You can look it up, but it was brutal, the hit the U.S. government took with dealing with that.
Yep. Yeah, the auto manufacturers liked it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out well for them. But that's the way it goes. You have to watch out for the way these homes are built, and, you know, if you are in a place, you move into a new house and all of a sudden you start to feel sick and, you know, you have respiratory problems, runny nose, watery eyes, that kind of stuff. It could be the formaldehyde that's in some of the products that are installed. And it can also show up in your furniture. You get a new piece of furniture and all of a sudden you're having that issue with a new couch, you know, or chairs.
You should rent out your tester thing. Just take it around an entire house.
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk during the break. This is a whole new business plan we have.
Oh, is it?
I'm going to put it on my list of things that I can do.
Okay. Great.
Oh, good.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. And also on Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. All right.
I'm still trying to get my computer logged on this morning to get to the emails.
What about Facebook? You're not even tied into that
yet? No, I just got, it's so funny because things come up really slow, one at a time.
Uh-huh.
So I just got on Facebook. I'm waiting to get into my email. So if you talk amongst yourselves for just another minute, I should have my email up.
On Twitter, I had posted the formaldehyde issue on Twitter, and that was repeated several times. Is at what point did someone in that company at Weyerhaeuser go, it's okay, yeah, let's put formaldehyde in this mixture? That had to be some chemist, some engineer somewhere just went, sure, let's put some formaldehyde in here. It was a conscious decision.
Sure nobody looked.
Yeah, but at some point it was a conscious decision where somebody added that to the mix for that product.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't doubt if the flame retardant was manufactured overseas and somebody forgot to list it on the can.
So you're saying the actual fire retardant that they were spraying
was
made somewhere else where they have easy access to that.
You've got the actual lawsuit in the Post, but that's not going to show there. It's going to be in Weyerhaeuser's defense, and they would go after the manufacturer of the flame retardant.
Yeah.
You know, in a countersuit. So it's just still these days you would never assume anything that gets tested.
You would think a layer of drywall would be a lot cheaper. I mean, that's what we end up having to do. You just put drywall the thing. It's encapsulated. You're okay. So
yeah,
amazing. So did you hear about this new TV show, Robbie? Or it's actually season two. We had talked to the producers here a while ago.
I think this is something you should do.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember talking to these people?
I do. I think you should buy a house and then flip it.
Flip
it. And then be on the show.
And no, well, you can't. It's not just that. It's season two, and they're looking for property owners.
Did you ever watch season one?
No, I didn't. It's on.
Me either. I didn't know it existed until I just saw your post.
Right. It's on CNBC, and they are looking for season two. They shoot it here in Chicago. And if you are developing a property and you're running out of money, you don't have enough to get the project done correctly, that's what the show's about. The show's about your failure that you got into the project and can't get out because you don't have enough money to finish it up. So they come in, and you, at least now you can finish the project and move forward by being a part of this TV show. So season two of The Deed, Chicago.
The Deed.
The Deed.
Is
now casting cash-strapped renovators to pair with major investors. So it's put on by Cineflix, a leading production company behind some of the most highly rated TV brands, including HGTV's Emmy-nominated Property Brothers. History's American Pickers is searching for people seeking investors to fund challenging investment property renovations and rehabilitations. This exciting series will give motivated property owners a chance to secure investments from major investors who will help them get their projects back on track and possibly transform their money pits into money makers. So they are searching for people who will speak frankly about the amount they will be needing financially or otherwise, and be candid about the mistakes and mixed calculations that they did to remediate the problem. So whether you're someone...
Do you think they would help fund a new high school?
I don't know. Maybe. But it's in Chicago.
They're building one down here, you know, so they grabbed some land.
Right.
And they started building. Then they realized that they don't own the sliver of land in front of the school.
Oh, no.
Which, you know, they needed for a turn lane. So now they're working around that.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody can't read a survey, and you have a bunch of attorneys on a school board that are morons, apparently. So then it gets better. So now on the news, they just went back. They said, yeah, it's going to cost us more to build the high school than we thought. Can we have another $14 million, please?
Nice.
Yeah. Like, I love school boards.
That's the same principle.
And then they wonder why we want all charter schools now. It's like, I don't want nothing to do with a school board.
Well, there you go. Whether you or someone you know is a fledgling real estate investor or an experienced developer hitting some serious walls. What? Not me. I'm fine. I'm not hitting any.
He's not hitting
walls.
A wall.
No.
You could go buy a bigger building.
That's
much
what I'm
bigger.
Saying.
Uh-huh. Right. So if you want to, you can be considered for the Chicago casting, and it's thedeedchicago.castingcrane.com. Thedeedchicago.castingcrane.com. Just go to their website, and it's on the Facebook and Twitter machine also if you follow us there, and you can find out a little bit more about the show.
Thank you.
That is basically what it's all about, and they're shooting for season two. They do it here in Chicago, which is pretty cool. Chicago is turning into a great town to be shooting their TV shows. It has been for years. Yeah, it's quite popular now, so that's cool.
I have a correction. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You.
Rich, go.
No, it's ever since they've been filming in Chicago for years, and it's always been good. But now lately, like with Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, all that, it's kind of cool watching them because then I get to see spots in the city that I haven't been to in a while.
Yeah, but do you hear the newest one they're coming out with of that series? With the Chicago Fire,
the Chicago Law.
No.
They had that one, but that's canceled.
Oh, it is?
Chicago Justice.
Chicago Justice got canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that maybe they're going to replace it.
That doesn't surprise me.
They had one season last year.
The next one's Chicago Sanitation. They follow garbage.
Are they really going to do that?
No.
That's just silly.
But what
now
a great idea.
Silly.
Yeah.
Quick update.
On?
The possum. Only because you talked about Chicago Sanitation.
Okay.
So silly me.
Last week
found the dead possum, but it had babies, so I had to pull all the babies out.
Extract them.
I extracted all the babies, and I didn't know what to do with the body, so I put it in the woods, which is right in front of my house. That was my mistake, to put it in the woods, like a foot from the street, right in front of my house.
How's it smell in your neighborhood?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the smell, I thought, because it's the woods, that the coyotes would eat it, the raccoons, I thought something
would
eat it.
They're waiting for it to finish ripening.
Oh, so then I called the city of Chicago, 311, because they said, we'll send rodent care and control to pick it up. No, they never did.
Because it's in a forest preserve.
Right.
Could they not find it?
If it was on the street, they could.
Well, I'm just going to move it to the forest. I mean, to the street. Come on. How hard is that?
Do you have a shovel? Do you have a shovel?
I do.
In the garage?
I do. Dig a hole and bury it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what you do.
I didn't think about it. You're right. I should have.
Yeah.
I just thought, what do I do with this? The circle of life and all
like
that.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so you went to part of the way there by taking it out into the forest preserve. The next step is a shallow grave.
Okay. And yeah. Well, I thought for a while the smell was gone, so I went and looked because I thought, maybe the city did what they said they were going to do. Yeah.
No. The wind changed direction.
I cannot believe that odor. Okay. Anyway, email. If you have a question, you don't want to talk about it on air, robbie@mightyhouse.net. You could also call us if you want to talk about it on the air and don't want me to read your email. That would be 847-475-1590. Trucker Mike.
Yeah.
Trucker Mike. This is what I have to say. You have such a little ego, Trucker Mike. Now I'm going to be busted for that, right? Okay, so this morning I was saying that somebody texted or sent an email saying, why couldn't we find a videographer that had the mental capacity to know how to put a jacket on if it's cold and drizzly outside?
Yeah.
And I said, somebody. And so then Trucker Mike
said, that was me.
Yeah.
That was
me. Yes. Trucker Mike says, somebody. Just somebody texted or emailed? Trucker Mike is kicked to the curb? Oh, no, Trucker Mike. You would never be kicked to the curb. In fact, I'll say your name 100 times, Trucker Mike. So if you want to have your name read on air, you have to send me a funny email. And I will read. Okay, and then David Robinson, I know you're listening and you're saying, but I just sent you a funny email. Yes, you did send me a funny email right before that. And the guys wonder why I sometimes don't pay attention to the show. It's because I'm reading all the funny emails that people are sending me.
Good.
That have nothing to do with the show.
Okay.
Anyway, so Robbie,
you have your own show going inside the show, just
at,
like Trixie
Mighty
does.
House.
He's got to go to mightyhouse.net. Mighty House Facebook page, Mighty House Home Improvement.
Well, I'm
show.
Just saying, if you want to email me.
Oh yeah. So Robbie@mightyhouse.net.
Right. But so the funny email that he sent was, the pastor of the church where I work is leaving. Excuse me. And he asked me to take apart some of his office furniture for the move. You can imagine the sight. Empty bookshelves, stacks of Bibles, boxes everywhere. He started bemoaning that in order to bring all his stuff home, he had cleaned out his basement and garage and was quite simply running out of space. At that point, I began telling him that I have a friend in Chicago, Robbie Earhart, who has a radio show called Clutter Clarity.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, sorry, Ron.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was surrounded by so much non-essential stuff that each time he listened to her show, I identified one item that I no longer needed and threw it into the dumpster. So that was my funny. So two funnies today. David Robinson, Trucker Mike. Okay. But really, seriously, the reason we're here is to help people.
People,
call us. 847-475-1590. Call.
All right. And we got the tip of the week coming up next. Are you ready, Rich?
Always.
Excellent. All right. We'll be back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at
MrFloor.com.
Hey, Rich.
.com.
If somebody wanted to follow us and maybe get a newsletter, how would they do that?
Probably easiest way would be go to MightyHouse.net.
Okay.
Go to the Contacts tab.
Uh-huh.
And sign up for the newsletter.
And then they would know what's going on with
that
the show.
We had nothing to do today.
and we had a very short email to follow.
But, it was actually a long email, but yep. It was a good one.
So we.
But the other thing is, you know, in the newsletter, I try to keep it short and sweet so that people know what's going on. But
right.
Also, there's a link there to contribute to Muckfest for Robbie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a link there to purchase your tickets for a chance to win a Tesla X from the ISEA.
Yep.
And there's a link there to help the SBAC help you.
Yes, correct.
You know, the Small Business Advocacy Council.
Yes.
So there are some things in there, but we don't, it's not too promotional.
No, not too much. But you would have all that information right there at your fingertips. If you go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Contact Us page and fill out the form, and you'll be signed up for our newsletter, and you'll get all
and
that great info.
And you can always unsubscribe by clicking on the bottom of it if you're really that bad. But
right. And we also...
Because I make a lot of people. I got 400... And how many did I get today? 553 emails, all marked urgent, right?
Yeah. Yep. So there's that. And you can... we also throw in one email from the week that happens to be something that tickled our fancy. And we'll post that up there and put mm-hmm. an email of the week in the newsletter, too. So there's always something to learn from that.
Which, of course, was last week, was pretty simple. It was when we talked about how to dim LED lights.
Yes.
So, yeah, that one was actually...
That was pretty
when we got the scientific response yes. on the dimmers and switches, I'm like, whatever.
That's it. And we
definitely
both
above my pay grade a little, but I enjoyed it.
And we both geeked out about it, so that's yes. good. Okay, so how are we doing on the Muckfest stuff there, Robbie?
What is happening is Jeff Kaida...
Yep.
From DDS Design Services, who is a kitchen and bath designer, mm-hmm. he is going to match up to $50 of donations that we get this morning.
Okay.
This morning. And we are asking 10 people to donate $5.
10 people to donate $5.
Yeah, Trucker Mike donated $5.
There you go.
Thanks, Trucker Mike.
So, and how can they do that?
They can go to Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Or Twitter,
and our link is right there. Our link to click on, and then you could see me crying in a picture.
That is the only downside to that whole thing. It's not like, I mean, that link is redunculous. So it's not like you can read it over to air while somebody's driving it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
because everybody has a personal page.
Right.
You know, so yeah, that's the problem. Or you can email me, and I will give you that link right now.
Okay. And how are we doing up against Zach? Is Zach still winning?
Okay. So here's the other problem. I'm racing on the team with a gentleman who lost his dad to MS. Yep. And so he challenged me. He said, come on, you know, see if you can. He's being a real ego about this. He's being a real butthole.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, come on, can you knock the king off his throne this year? Can you try to get more? And he's up to $3,500.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He is sand.
And where are you at?
$1,500.
Yeah.
He is sand. Bagging, let me tell you. And I don't mind saying, and this is what I said to people, I'm like, he has wealthy friends.
Yes,
he has to do is like tap one on the shoulder, you know, and he's like,
give me $100.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, but you know what? I like to think I have more friends.
Sure. More is better than just a few, really.
Right. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
And I'm also going to say, this is my year to push. I might do this run again, but I can't just keep going to the well. You know, I hate it. I'm not that kind of person who could just ask for things.
Right.
So this is it. I'm not going to ask next year. You know, I might do the run and then just donate for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the king is going down. He's going down, Zach. And you know what, Zach?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have Rob make a clip of this.
Uh-oh. And send it to him.
And send it to you. I'm going to in your face. And then you know what he's going to do?
He's going to raise more money.
Yeah, he will. Because that's
so your devious plan worked then, because really it's all the money for the cause. So
it
who
is.
Cares about the contest,
and all
right?
The money goes to the cause.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so I do have an email if we have time.
You want to do a tip of the week?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do tip of the week. I could do emails anytime.
Okay, Sparky.
All right. So, Ron, first I'm going to start this tip of the week real easy. You're a CKBR through NARI, Certified Kitchen and Bathroom Modeler.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a range, a new stove, cooktop going in a house, how do you size the range hood you're putting over it?
Well, you measure the width of your stove. If it's a 30-inch, then the hood above it's going to be a 30-inch. If the stove is a 42 or a 48, then your hood is a 42 or a 48. So that's how you size it. You look at the width of your stove, and that's the size of the hood you get.
No.
Yeah.
I meant the CFM. How much air does it pull?
No, it doesn't matter. You have to look at the size. And it has to look right. So if it tapers up, you know, it has to fit the kitchen. Who cares what the fan is? Right? Did I get the answer right?
Not really.
Oh.
Although I thought you were heading in the right way, because there is a way to do this. You want one on an electric cooktop?
Uh-huh.
On electric. 100 CFM per 12 inches.
Really? Okay.
So if you have a 36-inch cooktop, that's 300 CFM.
Okay. Got
simple,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's easy. That's electric.
So, yes. Now, if you have gas, you want to add up all your burners.
The BTUs.
So, you know, every burner has a rating, you know, 5,000 BTU max, 30,000 BTU. Anyway, you add them all up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for example, you come up with 45,000 BTUs total.
Okay.
Well, you divide by 100, you got 450 CFM.
Oh, wow.
So that's how you start sizing them. Now, some manufacturers, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Miele, a lot of those will actually tell you, like on their high-end ranges, you must have, or we recommend a minimum 900, 1200. But you get into the smaller stuff in most homes, and it doesn't say.
Right.
So this all came up, obviously, my tip of the week is always based on something that happens at work. So
right.
So this came up during the week, and I'm like, well, there's got to be a code for it.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, because Mr. Codebook, yeah, well, there's got to be a code for
well,
it.
Well, this is, well, okay, so the code is stupid. Kitchens are required to have 100 CFM intermittent or 25 CFM continuous. So basically that a 1950s, well, I guess they didn't have them there, 1970s microwave mounted over your stove would actually probably do 25 CFM continuous.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's, and it doesn't make a, it doesn't distinguish between gas and electric.
Really?
Yes.
So it's the manufacturers that are driving the
it's specs. Just mechanical ventilation, period. So I was really shocked. And if Jeff Kide is listening, I mean, I'd have, you know, he does this too. I'd like to get his input. But here's the thing I found, and I don't know if you guys have to do this. Do you have to put makeup air systems on hoods over 400 CFM?
Yes.
Okay, so to wait, do you know you don't have to?
What? We need to talk about this more when we come back from the break.
You're going to like this.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.